Celia and the Fairies, The Watchful Woods, Book 1, by Karen McQuestion, read by Austin Gray. Chapter 1. Every night, after Celia was tucked into bed, she tiptoed out of her room and sat quietly on the upstairs landing, listening, always listening. If she was very quiet, she could hear her parents' voices from below. Most of the time, their conversations were boring, but every now and then, she heard something important. So when her mother and father called her into the living room for a big announcement one day, she already knew what they were going to say. They motioned for her to sit down, and then her mother began. "As you know, Celia, Grammy has been living with Aunt Joanne since you were a baby." Dad leaned forward, elbows resting on his knees.
"Just recently, Aunt Joanne accepted a new job overseas. She'll be selling her condo and moving to France."
"So it's been decided," Mom said, "that Grammy will come to live with us."
Dad added, "She'll use the downstairs bedroom. Our lives will basically be the same, except that your grandmother will be part of everything we do. Do you understand?"
Celia understood more than they knew. "I think it will be nice to have Grammy here." In truth, she was deliriously happy with this new development. Her grandmother was one of her favorite people in all the world. Grammy had a ready laugh, always listened, and never pried. Best of all, Grammy clearly adored her. Really, Celia could do no wrong in her grandmother's eyes. Her parents looked pleased at her response. They thought she was an especially insightful child.
"Wise beyond her years," her father was fond of saying.
"Just like talking to an adult," her mother often said.
"It's because we don't baby her."
They both agreed, taking credit for her maturity. Her mother smiled. "Your Aunt Joanne will be bringing Grammy on Sunday. This isn't a visit. She'll be staying with us for a long, long time." She'd overheard her parents discuss this at length. They'd said, "We must make sure Celia understands that this isn't short term, or there will be problems." Celia nodded thoughtfully to show she understood.
"We'll be relying on you to help Grammy," her father said. "This will be a difficult change for her. She'll need help finding things around the house, especially in the kitchen. And one more thing."
He stopped to look at her mother, who gave him an encouraging
sample complete. Ready to continue?